This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Russ, man, the whole reason that we moved your segment today is because the White Sox were supposed to play at 1:10, and now we know that the game has been postponed because of some positive COVID tests with the Cleveland Guardians. You talk to people all over baseball. How worried are they about a resurgence of COVID postponing or canceling games?
Well, I think it's one of those things where we know COVID's not just going to go away on its own like many of us would like it to. And so this is still going to be a part of our new normal. Hopefully it goes away at some point. But, you know, if it gets to a point like this where you have multiple players or people on staff testing positive for COVID, you can't in good conscience send those people out there and put players and staff and even in media in harm's way.
Yeah, so it's definitely the right thing to do, and we'll see when this game is going to be made up. I wanted to talk to you about the White Sox, and they are the worst defensive team in baseball. Yesterday, I thought they played really good defense, but they're the worst defensive team in baseball. How did we get here with a team that has so many good components to it but is struggling to pick up the baseball?
Honestly, Lawrence, I look at it and say this has been an issue for them for a while now. Like, it's not something that just started. They lead baseball in errors currently. They were fourth in errors in 2019. They were sixth in errors last year in 2021. And they were a top 10 worst defensive team in baseball during the shortened 2020 season. Like, this has been something that this is who the White Sox are as a team. And for an organization that has so many good offensive players, you think, and this is not just the White Sox, this is other teams that can slug like they can. You'd say, okay, we will sacrifice a little bit of the defense if we are a juggernaut offensively. The problem is they haven't been a juggernaut offensively. And so then you have a guy like Andrew Vaughn and Gavin Cheats playing outfield that they aren't outfielders. And I appreciate and respect that they're going to go out there and do whatever they can to help the team win, but it hasn't been good. Andrew Vaughn, before he went on the IL, was -5 outs above average. And Tim Anderson is having a very rough season defensively. I'll get to him at the end of this. And then Gavin Cheats in right field. And I think the big part of that for me has been Tim Anderson. Like, he leads all of baseball in errors at shortstop, or for all players, actually, with 9. He's going to have more errors in this first 26 games of the season than he had all of last year. He had 10 last year. He has 9 as we currently sit right now, and it's just kind of a lack of focus. Like, these are plays that we've seen T.A. make, we know he can make, and he's proven over the last couple of years he can be an above-average shortstop with the glove. It's just not there right now.
Russ is also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore, if you are watching the show. I don't know if you know this, but we are now calling you Jerry Russ. Are you okay with that?
I heard the texters calling me Jerry Russ, and it's very funny. I just want to defend myself and say I am a much suaver man than one Jerry Buss has been depicted in Winning Time. He was doing work, don't get me wrong, but I like the way I do things better than Dr. Buss was doing it, crying in cars and whatnot.
Yeah, that was messed up. We all saw it coming, and it was still messed up when we saw it. Russ, how good has Michael Kopech been?
He's been fantastic, right? Six starts, a 0.93 ERA, and being able to establish his fastball. We've all seen since he's been in the organization how good his fastball was, but he's a pitcher now, right? I think when he came into the White Sox, the big knock on him was like, yeah, he has the 100-mile-an-hour fastball. He's a thrower. He's learned how to pitch over the last couple of years. And look, he didn't pitch in 2019. He didn't pitch in 2020. And I think that time of being away from the game allowed him to kind of reset and find out who he wanted to be as a starter in the big leagues. And so doing that, you know, he comes back to the team and it's like, all right, we don't know where Michael Kopech is in his development. Like, has he taken a step back because he hasn't pitched? But then what happens? You have these injuries and it kind of forces your hand where, listen, Michael, go do what you got to do. And he's been fantastic. And so the opportunity for him to go start every 5 days has allowed him to show the White Sox, hey, this is what I can do if I'm in the rotation and not bouncing back and forth in the bullpen. And so I think it's been good for the White Sox that, you know, you don't want Lance Lynn to go down. But the fact that he did go down, and it kind of gives you a guy that's like, oh, we have Michael right here. Let's just let him go out every 5 days and see what he has. And he's been one of the best pitchers in the big leagues.
Next up for the White Sox is the Yankees. They're the best team in baseball right now. Why are they the best team in baseball?
Well, they do something that the White Sox don't do offensively, and that's get on base. They have six guys right now who have a OBP of 333 or better. That's really important in terms of scoring runs. That's how you beat people, Lawrence. I don't know if you realize, but you got to score more runs than the other team.
I heard that.
And then they hit the ball out of the ballpark. Like, that's been something they've done since the beginning of time. And when you get people on base and then you hit home runs, now you put a lot of pressure on pitchers and other teams to try to score as many runs as you, or B, pitch better and pick up the baseball. So for a team like the White Sox, who we talked about, you know, have not been able to pick up the baseball, a team like the Yankees, who you give them extra outs, they're going to get on base anyway. But if you give them extra outs, put two and three men on base, and then they have the big boppers, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Anthony Rizzo, hitting the ball out of the ballpark, now that one-run inning turns into a 4-5-run inning, and now you're out of a ballgame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.